Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today, I'm with Karen Kassler. She's the State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The election's over and a new administration's on the way. This week, we heard some of what Governor-elect Kasich's plans are. Let's start out with his affirmation on his feelings about the 3C railroad project in Ohio.
That train is dead. I said it during the campaign. It is dead. We are not going to have it.
So, Karen, the fate of this project definitely in question now.
Oh, yeah, and I think the fate of the project was actually in question before Kasich said this. I mean, he's been very clear from the start of the campaign when he started talking about it that he had no love for this train project. He thought it was a bad idea, especially given the fact that Ohio does have some serious budget issues to deal with, and he didn't think the train was practical. But there were a lot of other Republicans who were currently and currently are in office who also felt the same way. And so this was a project that definitely needed bipartisan support. Yeah, Ohio got the $400 million from the federal government, but it would have taken a lot more to get that project off the ground and on track, so to speak. And I don't think this project was really going anywhere, even without Governor-elect Kasich. I mean, I think even if Ted Strickland had won re-election, he would have had a hard time getting this going.
John Kasich also met with lobbyists and many other folks on the State House this week and had some clear words for them.
Right. He had actually met with reporters in a mini press conference, and I say mini only because it was short. I mean, he did take questions and made announcements and that sort of thing, that he was putting what he called special interests on notice, saying that he was going to make the changes that he wanted to make, and people who were going to get in his way needed to get out of his way. I think that's part of Kasich's way and part of the way that he communicates with people. He's very direct. He is blunt, according to some folks. And so it's not really a surprise to hear him say things like that. But it's the idea of, to somebody it's a special interest, to somebody it's a lobbyist, but to other people who support the causes and interests that are backed by these groups, it's not. I mean, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, to some people that's a special interest, but they were a huge backer of John Kasich, and actually it was at the Chamber of Commerce offices that Kasich held his first post-election press conference. So it all depends on how you feel about special interests, what you think special interests are, and the role that they're going to play.
He's also assembling his leadership team. Can you tell me a little bit about those hires?
Well, he announced that his campaign manager would be his chief of staff, which is not a surprise. The two people who he announced on Wednesday that he had hired, one name we are familiar with here at the State House, Tim Keene. He is the state budget director. He was the state budget director briefly under Governor Bob Taft. And then also Wayne Struble. He's new to us here in Columbus because he was at the federal level. He was in Washington when John Kasich was a congressman and worked on the budget committee and was the chair of the budget committee back in the 1990s. And he has been hired in this newly created position that John Kasich has come up with. It's called State Policy Director. And he says that Wayne Struble will answer just to John Kasich and that all state policy matters will go through Wayne Struble. So this is a new position. It's a new person. And so we're all going to have to get to know him.
Republicans now run the House and Senate, all major statewide offices. What is going to be the new focus of this administration?
Well, we keep being told that the focus is going to be jobs in the economy, that it's not going to go off into some of these other areas, into social issues or some of these other areas that, you know, many people do wonder if that's a possibility. But certainly, if you look back on the 16 years of government that was controlled by Republicans, when Republicans controlled the House and the Senate and the governor's office, we did see a lot of social policy coming through. I mean, the anti-gay marriage Act that came through, and then it came to the voters later. You know, we saw a lot of issues related to abortion and things like that that were proposed in the legislature. So it wouldn't be out of the question for people who wanted to push some social issues for now to be the time for that to happen. But right now, we keep getting told by the governor-elect, by the lawmakers who will be coming in, and by the House Speaker-elect, Bill Batchelder, the top priority is the budget. And in reality, it is, because the budget needs to be done by March. And, you know, we need to have hearings. We need to have all these things that are going to have to happen before the budget is actually voted on at the end of June. So the budget really is going to have to be the top priority just in sheer practicality.
What about Governor Strickland? What's on his agenda before he hands over the keys to John Kasich?
He's in office until Kasich is sworn in on January 20th. He said that this was his last campaign. Whether he's got some things left to do, I don't know. I mean, certainly it's the last gasp for the House leadership under Armin Budish, the Speaker, and the Democrats. So if there's anything they want to get done that they think they can actually pass, then this is obviously the time to do it.
Karen Kessler is the State House Bureau Chief with Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been a fun week.
You're listening to 91.3 WYSO.